Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I want to start off with an email that I got yesterday from a new listener. Yay! So Tony writes, "Hello there. As I was on a 3-hour trip to visit family, I came upon your podcast and listened to it for the whole 3 hours and 3 hours on my return." That's 6 hours, Tony. I don't know what kept me listening. I don't either. But maybe I'm a bit geeky too, finding it interesting to hear 12-minute episodes of someone else's life. I wanted to email and just say hi. I'm 42 in Illinois. Married for 7 years now to my wonderful husband. I think your podcast is just a nice escape to hear about another gay person's life. I'm pretty much an introvert, not many gay friends, etc. So thank you for having the podcast for people to just listen to something rather than their own sometimes mundane or uneventful days. I did join the chat on Discord, but no one was really on there, or they were DMing each other. I don't know. Have a great day and look forward to more of your podcast." Tony, thank you so much. You know, I shouldn't be so down on my own podcast because I am very much, oh my God, why would someone want to listen to a personal journal podcast? And one of the things I enjoy about podcasts is hearing about people's lives. And it seems that you enjoy hearing about my life. So now 6 hours, although I have, so there's another member, and Tony, I know you've probably heard me mention Big Fatty, and I don't know if you've ever listened to his show, but he also does a solo show called Big Fatty Online. And he's a member of Pride 48, and we like to, or I like to refer to him as the grandfather of Pride 48. And he includes a lot of music. We call them bumpers and stuff like that, and segments in his show. And it's 20 minutes a day. So he does double what I do. But there you go. And it's also about his own, you know, mundane life. And he's retired, so his life is really mundane now. Although, since we're all working from home, I don't do much going out or anything like that. So it's like I'm retired, but just working. But I enjoy listening to his show, and he's my friend, so it's kind of a way of keeping up with him and making sure he hasn't fallen and broken a hip or something. But but I understand that because I do listen to that every day. But when I get behind, which I do occasionally, I have listened to, I don't know if I've listened to 6 hours of Big Fatty, but I've listened to 2 or 3 hours all at one time to get caught up. So, but thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'm always glad to have a new listener. I'm also 42, so you and I are the same age. I assume you were born in 78. If not 78, I guess you could have, let's see. I believe you would have had to have been born in 78 to be 42 right now. I could be wrong with the math on that. So seems we were both born in the same year. And I've been with Mark for around the same amount of time that you've been with your husband. So we're living the same life, basically. So I want to explain a little bit about the Discord, and I all of the listeners on here, I just want to explain. So Pride 48, most of you who listen, I'm sure know what Pride 48 is, but Pride 48 is a network, a podcasting network that I started with my friend Daniel a long time ago. I don't know the exact year. I think it was like 2009 or something like that. And you can go to pride48.com and you can find information about that. But we started it out as mainly a live streaming thing. And once a year, we would all get together and do a live stream for 48 hours. And it was all LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts. And that's how we all kind of became friends. And we started hanging out and we started having the in-person event, which we originally did in Las Vegas, and now we do it in New Orleans. So if I ever mention a Discord or live streaming or anything like that, that's for Pride 48. I don't do this personal journal podcast. I don't do it live because, I don't know, it's a quick thing. I wouldn't really have time to talk to a chat room anyway, and it's hard to do a live thing as a solo show. But the Discord is mostly active when we have live shows. And unfortunately, right now, we don't have a real good schedule on the website of when those live shows are. So you kind of need to be listening to those shows, and they tell you when they're streaming live. I can tell you that we have one on Thursday night, which is tonight. Archer has been doing his gangbang show, which he does a group show, which is a lot of the members of Pride 48. And he does that at, I'm just looking right now, he does it at 9 p.m. Eastern. And you would find more people chatting in the chat room during a live show. Also, Mix Minus, which is my show that I do with Daniel, we do on Friday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we always have a chat room. And you can, so if you go to the Discord during that time, you will find us and others chatting in the chat room. And then there are other shows that do live shows, but we just don't really have a good schedule right now because most of the live shows are either have just started recently or were intermittent, so I didn't put up a schedule for that. But anyway, so we also do Pride 48. We do Zoom cocktail hours. During COVID, we've been doing that. And although that's ended for this year, we're going to start those back in January. So you should definitely go over to Pride 48, have a look. And some of the info's outdated, but if you have questions, you can email me. I'll be happy to answer them. So when I mention a Discord, that's what I'm talking about. Also, Daniel and I have a club that we're doing on our podcast called Level 13, and you get some extra content. There's also a Discord for that. So you should, if you want to find out more information about that, you can listen to Mix Minus Podcast. You can go to mixminuspodcast.com. and find that information. So, wow, I spent a lot of time just explaining stuff. I apologize to the listeners who know that, but it was a good filler, to be honest. So I didn't feel like cooking last night. Surprise. I need a chef. By the time during the day, it's fine. If I could, I guess I just need to start cooking sporadically throughout the day and then having... Because I don't like cooking vegetables for whatever reason. That's the hardest thing to me now. Now that I have the sous vide that I love, I can throw meat in a bag and put it in the sous vide and it's perfect. I mean, I just need to sear it, so it's not a big deal. But for vegetables, I don't know. I just don't enjoy doing vegetables. I dropped something. Sorry about that. But... last night, I even had started pork in the sous vide in the afternoon, and just the thought of having to boil water to make the corn on the cob and make the potatoes and whatever else we were going to have with it and bring that all together as a meal. By the time I had recorded the show and worked out and done all the stuff that I needed to do before I was ready to start cooking, I just did not feel like doing any more cooking. And so I was like, okay, we're going to go to Popeyes. And we go to Popeyes. I order on the app. We get up to the window and the guy says, oh, would you please pull into that second parking space right there and we'll bring it out to you as soon as it's ready. We waited 5 minutes. Nobody came out. And there was someone sitting beside us who I thought was waiting on their order. So I thought, okay, well, they're probably going to get theirs first. We wait 10 minutes. Nobody comes out. We wait 15 minutes. Nobody comes out. We wait 20 minutes. Nobody comes out. I finally call them. And I say, hey, we've been waiting 20 minutes. And I just wanted to know how much longer it was going to be because... I ordered on the app and I thought it should have been ready. And so the lady who answered the phone said, well, I'm not even supposed to be here tonight. Let me check on that for you. I don't know why she felt the need to tell me that she wasn't supposed to be there. So she puts me on hold, and I'm on hold on the phone for 5 minutes. So now we're at 25 minutes since we pulled up to the window, and our food has not been brought out to our car. Finally, someone walks out. I'm still on the phone on hold, and a lady walks out. She is the person who I was talking to on the phone. So I hung up the phone, and she says, "I'm sorry, sir. The crew is a mess tonight. I'm not even supposed to be here. I don't know what happened, but..." And then she's like, "We don't have the mild strips that you want. Do you want to do spicy?" I said, "Yeah, if that makes it faster, please do it." And she said, "Okay, I'm going to go get it right now." She said, "I'm so sorry that you had to wait." And I said, "Could you please double check and make sure that you have everything in the bag so that we don't have to go through you going back in and getting something else since we've waited so long?" And she's like, "Yes, absolutely." So about 5 minutes later, so at this point we've been waiting 30 minutes, she comes out and everything's in the bag, but she forgot our drinks. And so I said, "Well, we had two drinks." So then she had to go back. About 5 minutes later, she comes out with the drinks. So it took us about 35 minutes to get our food. I could have cooked. So anyway, I came home, we ate, and then I spent a little bit of time working on Blender because I figured, you know what, it could at least be a hobby and I can do 3D modeling as a hobby. Even if I never get a complete room design, I can learn how to use it, and the more I tinker with it, the better I'll get, and so then things will get faster. So actually I was able to, I finally got the walls and the floor and the ceiling for my studio put together. Now I need to figure out how to add a window and a door, add carpet and wall texture, and then I can actually start adding furniture. So a month from now, I'll be adding furniture. I'll already have the furniture by the time but at least I'm learning a new skill, right? Maybe I can become a multimillionaire doing 3D modeling. I don't know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.